The Trinity Center for Spiritual Living appreciates your selecting our podcast service as a part of your spiritual journey. The TCSL podcast has over 1,000 downloads a month worldwide by individuals just like you seeking to expand their spiritual magnificence. To express your gratitude and donate for the good you hear and the growth you experience from our lesson, visit our website at trinitycenteratlanta.org/donate. As you donate, affirm, "My offering affirms my commitment and my willingness to be an inlet and an outlet for the abundant good and energy of Divine Spirit."
So life is energy. Life is not the individuals, the circumstances, or any of what occurs in the physical realm. Let go of that false idea. The physical realm is merely an outpicturing of the things that tend to annoy us over time, and is an outpicturing of I knew this was going to be a fun group the moment I came in this morning. So the physical realm is that outpicturing of focused, unwavering consciousness and at times unconscious and conscious intention, attention, and alignment with the thought, images, feelings, and actions that we offer. It is there, contained within, our steadfast focus of the triune experience. The individual or individuals, triune existence, causation is ignited. Causation is ignited and propels those very same thoughts, images, feelings, and actions into manifest form. Life is energy. It is a blank canvas waiting to receive the rainbow of causation fueled by the intention, attention, and alignment of the innate power of your being. You want to up-level the whole of your journey? Then only ask, what phenomenal expression of the energy of source that I am do I actively choose to bring forward in the now? And then whatever answer flows into that wonderful little noggin of yours, provided your undivided attention. Set it firmly in your attention and align with it. The universe is not set up to give to anyone. It is set up to receive thoughts, images, actions, new ways of being, anything which allows for the loving, energetic essence of God to come forward as its boundless good and to be expressed so that this energy may be experienced as the boundless good of you. Life as energy can give you absolutely nothing. Zip. Zero, nada. Other than its natural and innate willingness to reflect and outpicture as the thoughts you maintain and align with the energy of your consciousness, the focus of your imagination. That is what life is prepared to give you, the perfect reflection of your perfect offering. Now, all month long, we have focused on one spiritual truth. It's all God, it's all energy, it's all love. Therefore, all you are is the loving energy of source in a constant state of active evolution and expansion. And life needs you to live this truth. It needs you to live this truth so that it may outpicture as this truth. Life needs you to bring forward your passionate attention, your intentions and alignment with this limitless good, this love and evolution of source evolving in this thing called life. Provide your dreams and goals. Provide your dreams and goals. Provide your innate divinity, the energy of your being, so you create and live as the individualization of this loving essence of source, and you allow the loving willingness of life to be that energetic canvas for the impress of your thought, your image, your word, and your deed. When the canvas of life reflects as the image of your soul, you know and can rest assured that you are loving yourself enough, loving others enough, and loving life enough, which is the title of our lesson this morning, Loving Life Enough. So I have to kick off with a little parable. And I love this parable. It's one of my faves. And it's about two cars. They're stopped at a stoplight, one right behind the other. And the light turns green. And the man in the front car didn't notice. So the woman behind the man's car begins pounding on her steering wheel, yelling at him to move. And he doesn't. Well, the woman just is going ballistic, and she's ranting, and she's raving, and she's pounding on her steering wheel and her dash. And the light turns yellow. And then the woman blows the car horn. She gives the fella the one-finger salute, still screaming profanity. And the man looks up, and he sees the yellow light, and he accelerates through the intersection just as the light turns red. Typical day in Atlanta traffic, right? Excuse me. So at this point, the woman is furious. She's just screaming in frustration. She's missed her chance to get through the intersection. And in mid-rant, she hears a tap on her window. And she turns, and she looks up, and there is a policeman holding a gun. He tells her to shut off her engine while keeping both hands in sight. She complies. Then the officer orders her to exit her car with her hands up and to place her hands on the car. She complies. He asks for her driver's license, and she gets it out of her purse. And he goes to his car to do a record check. And when he comes back, he tells her that her record came back clean. And she's still kind of freaked out. She said, okay, so what was all that about? And he said, well, you know, I'm really sorry for this mistake. But I pulled up behind your car while you were blowing your horn and giving that guy the one-finger salute in front of you and cussing at him a blue streak. And I noticed the Choose Life license plate holder, the What Would Jesus Do and Follow Me to Sunday School bumper stickers. So I just assumed you had stolen the car. And here's the moral to the parable. Life needs all individuals, to reflect and live as the faith, the belief, and the love they profess to have for their individual spiritual teachings. The world and life would be much more enjoyable and a far better place if everyone adhered to living as the love that is taught within their spiritual teachings. Why? Because life needs us. It needs us to reflect as the omnipotent energy of love we know ourselves to be. So the only question that remains, or questions that remain, are you living this truth? Are you living this truth? Are you loving life enough to fulfill your every powerful intention? Are you loving life enough to see any less than positive circumstance as an energetic nothing whose time to be a something has come to an end when presented with the loving energy of your consciousness? Do you love life enough to up-level the formation of your desire and center yourself in an energetic intent, affirming, this is the loving divine good I will bring to life. This is the loving divine good I will bring to life. As opposed to, this is the good I'm trying to get from life. Big difference in the feeling of that. Big difference in the feeling of that. Do you love your life, yourself enough? Life enough to create and live in the ever-present now. The moment of now. Immersed in your divinity. Free of old experience, beliefs, and ways of being. That's the question. In Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Regardless of how many times you may have failed in the past, or how lofty your aims and hopes may be. Yes, you can. Why? Because your mind, your consciousness, is all God, all energy, all love. And recall the Holmes quote that we've been using all month as well, and this from The Science of Mind, that love is the creative, informative energy of God. That miraculous consciousness of yours is the energetic activity of Source in various forms of expression. At first, it's pure, unformed, unconditioned energy. And as it begins to individualize as you, that's when it becomes creative. That's when it begins to take whatever first form of outpicturing. And then through the law of attraction, this loving energy emits a frequency that attracts more like energy to become form. Whatever the activity of the loving energy of Source evolving through you and as you, images, thinks, speaks, acts upon, and believes, your consciousness, your being, can achieve, no matter what occurred yesterday and no matter what occurred 10,000 yesterdays. No thing and no one holds spiritual authority over your journey other than you. And to enter every moment with this truth embedded within our soul as a second nature knowing demonstrates to the whole of the universe you are living as the creative and formative love of the divine you are here to be. That you are here to be. So the question is, where does this take us? It's all love, it's all energy, it's all God. So where does this take us in the fact that, well, if the energy that I am is Source, and that energy evolving through me, through my consciousness, is coming forward, beginning to take shape, what are the images, the thoughts that I'm offering in the moment? What are the feelings that I'm offering in the moment? Here's the only question. Do you love those thoughts? Do they make you feel good? Then they make you think that, yeah, this is the thought that I want to offer to the journey. This is the feeling that I want to live the rest of my life out of. And if the answer is that is yes, then absolutely. Keep focusing on that thought. Set your intention upon it. Give all of your attention to it. And allow yourself to be in alignment with the frequency that thought is offering. Because it is that frequency that attracts like energy. But what about the thoughts that I really don't want to bring to life? What about the thoughts that are more worrisome or that are more tied to what people out there say should be, could be, whatever? Here's what Hicks said. She said, when you reach for the thought that feels better, the universe responds differently to you because of that effort. And so the things that follow you get better and better too. So it gets easier to reach for the thought that feels better because you are on an ever-increasing, improving platforms that feel better. We all want to love the life we live. Of course we do. So we have to make the choice to love the thoughts we think, the images we maintain, the words we speak, the actions we take. We are either painting life, this energetic canvas of life, with the vibrational frequency of divine love, or quite honestly, we are not. It's just that simple. And we all get to decide, what's my canvas going to look like? What's my canvas going to look like? For me, it looks like a paint-by-numbers canvas, right? Because that's really all that we're doing, right? When we're in that flow, being that flow, acknowledging that anything that comes through us that's going to outpicture in the external realm, we're beginning to outline it with our minds. We're beginning to provide a mold. And that mold is what's giving direction to the universe to outpicture as. So if you can think of, this is the paint by numbers that I want to create. Y'all remember those as kids? Right? I rarely got in the line as a kid. Nothing's changed. But think about this. The more attention you focus on the colors, the more apt you are to stay within the lines. The stronger your intention to bring forward your individual masterpiece, the more the masterpiece is going to outpicture as your journey. Love life enough. Bring forward your best. Love life enough to bring forward those thoughts, those images, those feelings, that action that make you feel good. Love life enough to assess, okay, where am I right now in this feeling, in this journey? How am I feeling? Do I feel good? Or do I maybe need to do some internal work? Do I need to begin running around pivoting to a higher thought and idea? Your affirmation card this week is a quote of mine, and it reads, as the activity of the energy of love and function and form, all things are possible to you. We did not say some things. We did not say just the things people say that you can do. We did not say the things you never failed at. We said all things. And it is that all that we need you to focus on. Because in that all lies the omnipotence of Source. In that all, you don't have to worry about the how. You don't have to worry about the who. You only have to concern yourself with one thing. Am I aligning with the energy of love that I am? Is everything that I create, everything that I speak, everything that I imagine in alignment with this omnipotent force? And if it is, awesome. That's awesome. Because that's the allness that we're talking about. That's what makes all things possible. And if it's not, it doesn't mean it will never outpicture. Let that sink in. If I'm having a bad thought today, does that mean it's not going to outpicture? No, it means it will outpicture the external image will outpicture coalescing around the internal picture that I raise my thought to. The vibration of love that I raise my thought to. So even though I might not have the best of thought or images today, tomorrow's a brand new day. A minute from now is a brand new minute. Tonight's a brand new evening. Confucius said, wherever you go, go with all your heart. And what Confucius is saying is, wherever you go, go with all your love. Wherever your mind takes you, make sure it's centered in love. Whatever you're bringing to the journey, make sure it allows you to look back on it and say, wow, I love that. Wherever you go with your energy, make sure it's to practice and to be the loving expression of Source in the now. And don't put this off. The time's not going to be right. because there are going to be folks, I know, and we've all seen them, you know, that sounds good and I'll start that tomorrow, but right now, I got to deal with the cable company. Right now, I have to deal with a spouse. Right now, I have to deal with a health issue. And what they're doing is they're putting off their good. They're putting off their ability to live as love. And what is love? God. You were born with a God-given purpose to fulfill on this planet. And for some, this original purpose tends to get overshadowed with the frustrations and the routines of the mundane life, and they no longer make an effort to contemplate their divine purpose. They forget that to be the creative and formative force of the divine in actualized function and form, creating and living as to give and receive unconditional love. They become a prisoner of plurality, and they live their lives, live their world out of memes and blips and burbs. And those who wouldn't know their divine purpose if it came up and bit them on the derriere, or carpe diem, seize the day. Unleash your purpose for being this energy of love that you are. It is in the unleashing of the power of love, the force of love in the now, that you live and demonstrate your omnipotence. Your canvas of life transcends and transforms as a masterpiece of your loving intention, attention, and alignment. Don't let another moment go by where you are not creating from the loving truth of your being. Don't become one of those individuals that Emerson wrote of when he said, most men and women die with their music still alive in them. Why? Because music is frequency. Music is frequency, and you have a choice about the frequency of emotion, the vibration of thoughts, the causation that you offer to the universe. Choose the ones which affirm that you love yourself enough, you love life enough, you love others enough to contemplate and create and only accept that which outpictures as the loving energy of God that you are in the now. That is your purpose. That is your purpose. And all else, it's just a billboard on the hallway of life. Meant to have you stop and visit, but not to pull up roots and live there. Now, we believe, okay, so something's going on with my sinuses today, so y'all have to forgive me. Everybody send me loving energy right now while we heal this before I go to an all-day event. We believe that if individuals were to have a conversation with the loving energy of presence that they are, we believe that it might sound something like this. Hello, Spirit. It's been a while since I've taken the time to chat with you. I have bombarded with life these days and just have been too busy to stop and say hello. I know my life would have been easier if I had taken the opportunity to quiet my mind. Take in some deep breaths and settle down for a new conversation about my purpose. Well, I'm finally here and it feels good to be in alignment with the frequency of love. And there were times when I felt like my world collapsed upon me and I could have communed sooner. But being the human that I am, I thought I could handle things on my own. So I never went within to listen to the whispers of my soul. And I kind of sucked deeper into my own stuff. Well, today is a new day, and it's filled with life and new potential. And I'm taking this opportunity to have this conversation with the love of source that I am. And I am so grateful to be centered in this energy of love. And I'm not here today to ask for anything in particular. I'm just here to enjoy the moment, to soak up the love of Spirit, to embrace the omnipotence within my own very being. So I will quiet my thoughts, silence my mind chatter, so I may receive a message from my inner source, my inner child, my inner teacher, from the loving energy that I am, from source, God, teacher, love. I am open and receptive and ready to receive this divine wisdom. And I believe for those that would have that conversation, they would hear this reply. Child, here you are with all your beautiful colors that radiate from your being. If you could see how magnificent your colors are, you would marvel at your rainbow that fills the void around you. And if you could see the hues of the spectrum, if only for a brief moment, your blinders would be, were removed from your vision, you would witness the love that radiates from your every cell and every fiber of your being. Then you would realize what perfection you are and what a gift you have to offer this place that you call Earth and the whole of life itself. You are a magnificent being, filled with love. And even on those days that you may judge as darkness, you radiate more light than you can ever imagine. Try not to see yourself wrapped up in that external darkness. It's all an illusion anyhow. And know the loving energy of Source, individualizing as you, is always available and never diminished by external circumstance. You are here as an omnipotent expression of love, and you are capable of creating and living as this expression at all times. Open your heart, mind, and soul, and recognize this loving energy that you are now, and allow that recognition to expand as the leading intention for your every endeavor. For that is your purpose, to be the energy of love and complete, creative, and formative expression. So you may love all that you are and all you create. That would be your reply. And we're going to ask that you take a moment, just close your eyes, put your hand over your heart, take a deep breath. And at whatever audible level you feel comfortable with, repeat after me and affirm, I am the love of God.
I am the love of
Source.
I am the love of
Spirit.
I am love.
I am love.
I am love.
Open your eyes. See, here's the deal. The conversation began. Now it's up to you how long it will continue. If some individuals would allow themselves to have such a conversation just once a week, they will find themselves creating and living a life centered the energy of love. They will find themselves living a life they love because they are living their purpose of being love. So we want you to love only, to love life enough to only accept and express your best self, to only live and express your highest dreams and goals. That is what life needs you to bring forward. Life doesn't need you to bring forward someone else's preconceived ideas of what a journey should look like. It needs you to express your individual creativity, to live your individual omnipotence, and to do so with complete abandon, without really being concerned about what someone else thinks. It is then you bring forward that fullness of your being, that full creative energy of love that you are. There's a wonderful quote from Scripture, "For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" This is not about money. This is about focusing on evolving your internal energy, focusing on evolving and expanding the love that you are. It is there you demonstrate all you desire, because it's done with the intention of fulfilling love. Forget about the external. It does not serve you. Focus your dreams and your goals to create out of that highest vibration, that frequency of love, so that you are always living your purpose. Most powerful words we've spoken today. You spoke. I am. I am. I am. The picture on the wall, can't really see it now, there's a plan in it. It says, when the I am leads, the path follows. When the I am leads, when the intention, the alignment, the attention is all centered on leading the energy into form, the path will follow. And out picture exactly as the energy you're offering, the thoughts you're imagining. That is your purpose, to be love. And so ends our lesson. Namaste. All right, if you would please say the tithing affirmation with me. Infinite mind.
Infinite mind.
In as and through me.
In as and through me.
Blesses and multiplies my tithe.
Blesses and multiplies my tithe.
It does its good and perfect work.
It does its good and perfect work.
And returns to me.
And returns to me.
Thank you again for selecting the Trinity Center for Spiritual Living podcast for your spiritual journey and for the expression of your generosity at trinitycenteratlanta.org/donate.